Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Avraham Goldhar, and here Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Hey, the third parak, Lulav HaGazel. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a brisa, pre eitz hadar eitz shetam eitz opir yoshave v'yomer ze esrog. The term the fruit of the hadar tree alludes to a tree whose wood and fruit taste alike. You must say that this is the esrog. Rabbi said, al tikra hadar el hadir. Don't read the word describing the tree as hadar, meaning beautiful. Rather, read it as hadir, which means a corral. The Gemara explains that just as in a corral, some animals are born while the large animals are still in existence, so too this tree is similar in that when the small fruits arrive, the large ones of the previous crop are still in existence. Rashi explains that an esrog is different from other fruits and that can be on the tree for a number of years. Riyabao said, Altrika hadar el hadar, davar shadar bi'ilano mishana l'shana. Don't read the word as hadar, rather read it as hadar, meaning that it dwells on the tree from one year to the next year. Banazai says, Altrika hadar el idur. Don't read it as hadar, rather read it as idur, meaning water, for in Greek, water is called idur. And which is a tree that grows on the basis of all sources of water, meaning that relies upon irrigation and rainfall? You must say that this is the esrog. Pointing to the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Dalet Amabe stated that an esrog of orla's puzzle. On our Daf, Rabbi Chiya bar Avi and Rabbi Asi disagree regarding the reason. One says the reason is Levisha imba heter achila, because the orla esrog is not permitted for consumption. And the other says that the reason is Levisha imba din mamon, because there's no monetary jurisdiction over it. Rashi explains that since one cannot derive hana from orla, it has no value at all, and therefore it's not considered his own to fulfill v'lakach demachem. The Gemara comes to revise its understanding of the Melchokas and clarifies that they both agree that an esrog needs a heter achila to be valid. They disagree whether it requires a din mamon. The nafka mina is an esrog of Maizu Sheni that's inside Yerushalayim according to Rabbi Meir. According to the one who said that an esrog of orla is prohibited because it doesn't have a heter achila, an esrog of Maizu Sheni inside Yerushalayim is valid since it may be eaten according to Rabbi Meir. According to the one who said that an esrog of orla is puzzle because it doesn't have a din mamon, Maizu Sheni mamon gavohu, Maizu Sheni's property of the Most High, according to Rabbi Meir, and would thus be puzzle. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Bei stated, Nitla pitmaso puzzle. If its pitam was removed, the esrog is puzzle. It's common for an esrog to have a stem-like protrusion at its top, which is crowned by a rounded bud. This short stem is the pitam, and it's also referred to as the dud, the nipple. The crown of the stem is the shashanta. If the pitam is missing, the esrog is puzzle because it's considered chaser, deficient. On this stuff, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar brought a brice with the reading Nitla buchnaso. Its pestle was removed. This reading reflects the fact that the pitam is pointed and its shape resembles that of a pestle. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar informs us that the esrog is puzzle only if the base of the pitam is missing, but not if the bud is missing. So once again, the 3 points are number one. It was taught in a brisa, pre eitz hadar, eitz shetam eitz opir yoshave, heviomer ze esrog. The term, the fruit of the hadar tree, alludes to a tree whose wood and fruit taste alike. So you must say that this is the esrog. Rabbi said, al tikra hadar el hadir. Don't read the word describing the tree as hadar, meaning beautiful. Rather, read it as hadir, which means a corral. The Gemara explains that just as in a corral, small animals are born while the large animals are still in existence, so too this tree is similar in that when the small fruits arrive, the large ones of the previous crop are still in existence. Rashi explains that an esrog is different from other fruits in that it can be on the tree for a number of years. Rabbi Abba said, Altrika hadar el hadar, davar shadar bi'ilano mishana l'shana. Don't read the word as hadar, rather read it as hadar, meaning that it dwells on its tree from one year to the next year. Benazai said, Altrika hadar el idur. Don't read it as hadar, rather read it as idur, meaning water, for in Greek, water is called idur. And which is the tree that grows on the basis of all sources of water, meaning that relies upon irrigation and rainfall? You must say that this is the esrog. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Bei stated that an esrog of orla is puzzle. On our Daf, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Asi disagree regarding the reason. One says that the reason is Levisha imba heter achila, because the esrog of orla is not permitted for consumption. And the other says that the reason is Levisha imba din mamon, because there's no monetary jurisdiction over it. Rashi explains that since one cannot derive hana from orla, it has no value at all, and therefore it's not considered his own to fulfill v'lakach demachem. The Gemara revises its understanding of the Melchokas and clarifies that they both agree that an esrog needs a heter achila to be valid. They disagree whether it also requires a din mamon. The nafka mina is an esrog of Maizu Sheni that's inside Yerushalayim, according to Rabbi Meir. According to the one that said that an esrog of orla is prohibited because it doesn't have a heter achila, an esrog of Maizu Sheni inside Yerushalayim is valid since it may be eaten, according to Rabbi Meir. According to the one who said an esrog of orla is puzzle because it doesn't have a din mamon, Meiser Sheni Mamun Gavohu. Meiser Sheni is a property of the Most High, according to Rabbi Meir, and would thus be puzzle. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis stated, Nitkal Pitmaso puzzle. If the pitum was removed, the esrog is puzzle. It's common for an esrog to have a stem-like protrusion at its top, which is crowned by a rounded bud. This short stem is the pitum, and it's also referred to as the dud, the nipple. The crown of its stem is the shashanta. Now, if the pitum is missing, the esrog is puzzle because it's considered chaser, deficient. On this daf, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar brought a brice with the reading Nitla Buchnaso, its pestle was removed. This reading reflects the fact that its pitum is pointed and its shape resembles that of a pestle. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar informs us that the esrog is puzzle only if the base of the pitum is missing, but not if the bud is missing. All right, so now we go to Simra Daf Lamed Hey, and her standard simon is a children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The pre-Eitz Hadar children's choir, comprised of kids of different ages dressed up as esrogim, singing in a tree, wouldn't let the kid in the Orla Esru costume and the one who broke his pitum join them. Once again, it's a motion. The pre-Eitz Hadar children's choir, that must be more in Daf Lamed Hey, la la la. The pre-Eitz Hadar children's choir, comprised of kids of different ages, dressed up as esrogim, singing in a tree, which reminds us that we have four different pshatim regarding the pasuk of pre-Eitz Hadar. Either it's Shatama Eitz, Kadama Pri, or read it as Hadir, that the esrog tree is like a corral, in that the new fruits arrive when the older fruits are still on the tree, because an esrog is different from other fruits, in that it can be on the tree for a number of years, or Altikra Hadar El Hadar, Shadar B'Ilanu Mishana Lashana, that it dwells on the tree from year after year, or Altikra Hadar El Idar, which is Greek for water, since the esrog tree relies upon both rainfall and irrigation. So the pre-Eitz Hadar children's choir, comprised of kids of different ages, dressed up as esrogim, singing in a tree, wouldn't let the kid in the Orla Esrog costume, which reminds us that there are two reasons given for why an Esrog of Orla is puzzle, either because it has no heter achila, or it doesn't have a din mamon, since Orla is asubana and would not fulfill the kalkim ochem. Now, while the Gemara says that everybody agrees that an Esrog requires a heter achila, there is a disagreement whether it requires a din mamon. The nafkamina is Maisu Sheni eaten in Yerushalayim, according to Rabbi Meir. While it does have a heter achila, since it's in Yerushalayim, it does not have a din mamon, according to Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, Maisu Sheni is mamon gavoa, it belongs to the Most High, and not considered the money of the owner. So the pre-Eitz Hadar children's choir, comprised of kids of different ages, dress up as esrogim, singing in a tree, wouldn't let the kid in the Orla Esrog costume, and the one who broke his pitum, join them. Which reminds the Mishnah said, Nitl pitmaso aser, if the pitum is removed, it is aser because it's chaser, it's deficient. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar brought a brisa with the reading Nitla Buchnaso, its pestle was removed. This reading reflects the fact that the pitum is pointed and its shape resembles that of a pestle. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar informs us that the esrog is puzzle only if the base of the pitum is missing, but not if the bud is missing. So once again, the pre-Eitz Hadar children's choir, comprised of kids of different ages, dressed up as esrogim, singing in a tree, wouldn't let the kid in the Orla esrog costume and the one who broke his pitum join them. All right, now it's time for four blot back Chazora. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Sim Daf Lamed Aleph is the law. We use a judge. So here goes. The woman screaming at the judge, judge, that must be more Daf Lamed Aleph, the law. The woman screaming at the judge sitting in the sukkah made from wood, she claimed was stolen, which reminds us that a brisa stated, Gazal Eitzim V'sicha Behen Divrei Kol Ein Lo El Deme Eitzim. If one stole pieces of wood and made a sukkah with them, all agree that the original owner has the right to receive only the value of the wood, and the robber may keep the sukkah. And the Gemara brings an incident of the elderly woman who screamed at Rav Nachman, who was sitting in a sukkah made of wood that was stolen from her, and he told her that all she gets is the Deme Eitzim. So the woman screaming at the judge sitting in the sukkah made from wood she claimed was stolen became enraged when he gave her a dry lulav and an old esrog as compensation and told her they were kosher. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa yavish pasul, Rabbi Yehuda makshir. A dry lulav is pasul, but Rabbi Yehuda is makshir. Rava said that the machlokes pertains to a lulav, but not to the esrog. The Rabban Savri makshin lulav le'esrog, for the Rabban hold that we make a hekesh between the lulav and the esrog as follows. Ma esrog by hadar, af lulav by hadar. Just as the esrog requires beauty, so to the lulav requires beauty, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that we do not make the hekesh and the lulav does not require beauty. Rava continued, however, concerning the esrog, everybody agrees it requires beauty. The Gemara refutes this on the fact that Rabbi Yehuda is makshir, an old esrog. So the woman, screaming at the judge sitting in the sukkah made from wood, she claimed was stolen, became enraged when he gave her a dry lulav and an old esrog as compensation, and told her they were kosher, and not to worry that the lulav is split. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chavtes Amud Beis stated, in Nikdam Rosho Pasul, if the lulav's top is clipped off, it's pasul. Rav Huna said, they only taught this concerning the case where the top is actually clipped off. aval nistak kasher. But if it was merely split, the lulav is kosher. When a brice is brought that says a split lulav is pasul, Rapapa answered that the brice refers to a case where the lulav was made like a hymnok. Rashi explains the brice is not referring to a lulav whose leaves have split open, but rather to a lulav that grew in the shape of a hymnok, which is a metal tool used by sofrim that is forked at one end. If the lulav grew in the shape, it appears to have two spines with the leaves reaching in opposite directions. Such a lulav is pasul, but a lulav whose leaves have split open is kosher. Daf Lamed Beis. So the Simur Daf Lamed Beis is a mad scientist in a lab. So here goes. The mad scientist working in a sukkah lab. Mad scientist in a lab? That must be more in Daf Lamed Beis. The mad scientist working in a sukkah lab on developing a species of lulav where the tumas never split, which reminds us, Rapapa asks, what the halakha is in a case where the tumas is split all the way down to the spine so that the top of the spine is split. The Gemara gives two different versions of what Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, one suggesting that the tumas is kosher, whereas if it was removed, it'd be pasul. The other one saying that a split tumas is as if it's removed. So the mad scientist working in a sukkah lab on developing a species of lulav where the tumas never split ended up producing a mutant thorny lulav, which reminds us, Ravina said to Ravashi, on what basis do we know that kapus tamarim requires us to take a lulav, which is the pliant palm branch whose leaves hug its spine? So a number of alternatives are suggested which are rejected, one being that the Gemara has ve'emakufra, but say the pasuk refers to a palm shoot, which is a branch that is 1 or 2 years old and has begun to harden, but the stems protruding from it still can be bent back and tied to it. Abai said, its ways are pleasantness and all its pathways are peace. Rashi explains that since the palm shoot has thorny projections, it's unpleasant for one to hold. So the mad scientist working in a sukkah lab on developing a species of lulav where the tumas never split ended up producing a mutant thorny lulav that was plaited like a braid and looked more like a hadas. Which reminds us, it was taught in Brice regarding identifying a hadas anav eitz avos sha'anafav chofim es eitzo. The term of shoot of the plaited tree refers to a species whose shoots cover its branches, which is a hadas. Another Brice has stated that the term shoot of the plaited tree implies kalua can mean klia v'domun shalshelas, that the tree's leaves are plaited like a braid and similar to an interlocking chain. And this is a reference to hadas. The Gemara asks, what's the case of a twig that's plaited? And Rav Yehuda said, it's where the leaves stand, trasa trasa tarpit bikina, in clusters of three on each base. Rav Gana said, afilo trei v'chad, even if they stand in pairs, with the third one overlapping each pair. Daf Lamed Gimel, so the Simur Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg leg pirate. So here goes. The peg leg pirate, that must be more on Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-leg pirate who got angry after he clipped off the top of the hadas and saw a new bud begin to grow on Yantav, which reminds us, Rabbi Yirmi asked what the halakha is if the top of the hadas was clipped off before Yantav and a date grew on it during Yantav. Yesh dichwi eitzel mitzvahs or lo? Is there a permanent rejection in regard to mitzvahs or not? The concept of dichwi, which applies in regard to kachim, is that once an object is disqualified from use in a specific service, it is permanently rejected, even if the reason for disqualification ceases to exist. The Gemara asks why Rabbi Yirmi is uncertain, since the case in Chulin regarding kitzui dam implies ein dichwi eitzel mitzvahs, there is no permanent rejection in regard to mitzvahs. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yirmi was inquiring whether ein dichwi eitzel mitzvahs apply only to chumras, such as in the case of kitzui dam, or even what leads to a kula, such as the hadas case. The Gemara leaves it as a take, but later resolves part of the question. So the peg-leg pirate got angry after he clipped off the top of the hadas and saw a new bud begin to grow on Yantiv, got distracted pulling off all its berries to eat. Which reminds us, the Gemara questions Rabbi Yezeber Rabbi Shimon, who holds that one may pluck berries off a hadas on Yantiv. But one is thereby repairing a kli on Yantav. Rav Ashi answered that we're dealing with a case where one plucked the berries for the purpose of eating them. Rabbi Gezer, Rabbi Shimon holds like his father who said, Davar Sheinu Miskaven is mutter. When the Gemara objects, because Abai and Rabbi both said that Rabbi Shimon concedes that one is chayv in a case of psik reish v'liyamus, it answers that we're dealing with a case of de'ezli hoshana achrisi, where the person has another hoshana with which he can do the mitzvah. Since it's irrelevant in whether this hadas is valid, plucking the berries is not considered a repair. So the peg-leg pirate got angry after he clipped off the top of the hadas and saw a new bud begin to grow on Yantiv, got distracted pulling off all its berries to eat, that his ship got grounded in a willow brook. Which reminds us, we learn many dinim of rubbers from the pasuk of Arvei Nachal. The term brook willows refers to a rubbers that grow by a brook. Another pshat is sha'ale shala mashul chenachal, that's a type of a rubber whose leaf is elongated like a brook. And the plural form of Arvei Nachal teaches that rubbers are not only kosher if they grow by a brook, but they're also kosher if they grow in fields and mountains. And Abba Shul said Arvei Shtaim, the plural form of a rubbers implies two rubbers are required, one for the luv and the other one for the mikdash to encircle the mizbeach with the rubbers each day of sukkahs. The Rabban hold that the mitzvah of rubbers in the mikdash is halacha l'moshe misinai. Daf Lamed Daled, so the Simur Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. The ladder, that must be more on Daf Lamed Daled. The latter covered in white-stemmed and rounded leaf tzavtzava with serrated edges, which reminds us the term arvei nachu refers to aravos that grow by a brook and excludes tzavtzava, which grow among the mountains. The Gemara brings a braisa that distinguishes between arava and tzavtzava. The arava, its stem is red, and its leaf is elongated, and the edge of its leaf is smooth. The tzavtzava, its stem is white, its leaf is rounded, and the edge of its leaf is serrated, like a sickle. So the latter covered in white-stemmed and rounded leaf tzavtzava, with serrated edges, had three adasim on the third rung, two aravos on the second rung, and a luav on the first rung. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah brings a machlokas tanaim regarding how many of each species must be taken. Rabbi Shmuel holds that one must take three adasim, two aravos, one luav, and one esrog. Rabbi Kiva says that just as only one luav and one esrog are required, so too only one hadas and one arava are required. A braisa states that Rabbi Shmuel said, pre-eitz hadar teaches that one esrog is a required amount. Kapos tamarim refers to one luav, since kapos is written without the vav. The three words of anav eitz avos allude to the three hadasim, and arvei nacho refers to two aravos. So the latter covered in white-stemmed and rounded leaf tzatzifa with serrated edges, had three adasim on the third rung, two aravos on the second rung, and a luv on the first rung, with the esrog all alone on the side. Which reminds us, in the same braisa, Rabbi Eliezer said that one might have thought that the esrog should be tied together with the other three species in one bundle. Since the pasuk says pre-eitz hadar, kapos tamarim, without the connecting letter vav, this teaches that the esrog is not bundled with the other species. And how do we know that the dalad minim are ma'ak of one another? That if one takes only three of the four, meaning he has completely failed to fulfill the mitzvah? The Torah therefore teaches v'lakachtem shetehei l'kichotama, and you shall take, which indicates that it should be a complete taken. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yezer expounds v'lakachtem as v'lakachtatam, and you shall take completely. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.